We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, let's get right to it because he's on a big media tour this morning. Head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, Bruce Arians. New book's coming out July 11th, The Quarterback Whisperer, how to build an elite quarterback, and co-author with Lars Anderson. Coach Arians, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. It's a little bit of a dreary morning here in Miami, but we can't complain that much because the weather is normally very good out here. Not desert heat, but we get like the swamp heat. It's, you know, kind of you walk outside, it's like walking into a sauna. You kind of know what it's like because it feels like probably an oven sometimes when you walk outside. So it's close, and that's fine. But let me get into more of your book. I'm reading stuff from your book, and I found this very this one quote. I don't know if it was in the book or someone talking about it. One man is a common thread that connects Peyton Manning, Ben Roethlisberger, Andrew Luck, and Carson Palmer, and the answer to that question is Bruce Arians. Coach, that's pretty big names to be associated with when you're kind of the quarterback whisperer. Talk more about that and those four guys and how working with them and how great that's been.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate in my career to be around a bunch of great young quarterbacks and had all those guys early in their career other than Carson, and that's been a little bit different relationship. Because he's an older guy with family, and so it's been a blast. I've been very, very lucky to have been around those guys and have a small part and a little bit of in their growth and development.
You know, and Coach Arians, in working with a guy like Peyton Manning, especially a young Peyton Manning, it seems like this man cannot be rattled. Were there ever times that Peyton actually maybe looked nervous? You had to calm him down a bit?
Oh yeah, you can read a couple of those in the book. There was some early times where it was shaky, but that was where that relationship, I think every quarterback and every quarterback coach has to have a tremendous bond where they're truly honest with each other and they can read each other. So when you're working with a young one, it takes a guy that has good skills to work with their mental aspect as much as their physical.
You know, and of course, I'm sure one of the themes in the book is how much you were able to teach these quarterbacks, but Coach, how much did you learn from them? Because I would imagine working with the Peyton Mannings, the Palmers, the Roethlisbergers of the world, you probably took a lot of knowledge out of these guys.
Oh, there's no doubt. Yeah, it's a two-way street all the way. I mean, from fundamentals to work ethic to what buttons to push, how to teach, you know, each guy learns differently. And that's with every position on the field, but especially quarterbacks.
Bruce Arians, head coach of the Arizona Cardinals and author of The Quarterback Whisperer, joins us here on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM. You know, Coach, Zach and I were just talking last segment about a situation the Miami Hurricanes are in, trying to crown a young quarterback coming up in fall camp. Is there, you know, any advice you can give to evaluators out there when you've got a few young quarterbacks, guys who are unproven, don't have games under their belt? Like, what are some of the top things you look for to evaluate a player you think is ready to be a starter now?
Well, I think athletic ability is easy. You know, you can see all that. It's how they handle winning and how they handle losing, you know, the success and the failures. And they have to be pretty equal. You got to keep them on an even keel, not let them get too high. Don't let them get down on themselves. If you have a really good football team and you have success, they should be successful. If you have a bad football team, they're probably going to get criticized as the reason for it, and let them know that, hey, you're a good player. We got to get 21 other guys playing better.
Arizona Cardinals head coach Bruce Arians with us. All right, you talked about young Peyton Manning working with him, a young Big Ben Roethlisberger working with him, and a young Andrew Luck. And now you got Carson Palmer, kind of the opposite. You got a kind of the ageless wonder in Carson Palmer because we've seen him for so many years be very good. What's it like working with him after working with all those young guys for so many years, working with a guy who's an experienced quarterback who's out there and has played almost a decade plus in the NFL?
Yeah, it's a whole lot different. You know, hey, forget all the stuff you learned. You know, it's easy to erase those young guys' memories. You know, they're short. But when you got a guy who's been in two or three systems and he kind of knows what he likes, it's finding that balance between your system and what he likes and how to fit it in together. And as a coach, make sure he's always comfortable. But he's such a great guy, so he's easy to get along with. And, you know, he's a tireless worker. He probably works too hard at his age, trying to get him to tone it down a little bit right now.
Coach, I want to tell you this. I watched The Football Life a long time ago, but when yours came out, and down here, we have a good coach in Adam Gase, and I told my other co-host, Joe Rose, who's not here this morning, I said, if you have an hour to spend, watch the Bruce Arians of Football Life. I fell in love with it. Coach, I'm not afraid to say this on the air. I fell in love with you after watching 1 hour of this Football Life because of the way that you handled your players, handled yourself, handled getting the next job or waiting for the next job. Coach, was that fun to make the Football Life? Because I enjoyed every single second of it.
Yeah, it was, you know, it's humbling to think that somebody would want to do that, first of all. And, you know, and the producers and everybody, Steve was such a great guy. And it was easy, and I really did enjoy it.
Yeah, it was fun to watch, Coach. It really, really was. Another guy I want to bring up, maybe not a quarterback, but a local kid here in South Florida, Patrick Peterson, a guy you got on your team, a guy that was a superstar down here in high school, superstar at LSU, and now a superstar in the NFL. What's it like coaching a guy like that when you know he's going to go out there, not only give you 100%, but if you need a play made, you know he's going to make it?
Oh, you know, the first year I put him on offense because we didn't have enough speed. And, I mean, Pat might be one of the top five athletes I've ever seen in my 42 years coaching. He taught himself how to play golf, and he's scratch already. and he taught himself in the basement, a simulator. I mean, that just doesn't happen. But what a great human being, and really, really a joy to have on your team. Great leader, too.
You know, Coach, a lot of Dolphin fans still hesitant to call Ryan Tannehill a franchise quarterback, but cannot deny the progress that he made last year under Adam Gase. When you watch Ryan Tannehill, Coach, what do you see?
Oh, great athlete. I know a guy that's learning the game and getting better and better. You know, not to take anything away from Adam, but he's got Clyde Christensen, who I think is one of the top quarterback coaches in the league. Known Clyde for a long, long time, and we worked together in Indy. He had Andrew when I was the coordinator. And I know that's a great pair, having Adam and Clyde. I think he'll have great success with those two guys coaching him.
Coach, you've been in the NFL a long time. How important is it to have that elite or very close to elite quarterback to win in this league? We've seen a lot where when you go into the Super Bowl and you see two elite quarterbacks. You go into the AFC or NFC championship game, you see a whole bunch of elite quarterbacks. How important is it in today's NFL to either have that guy or try to build that guy on your team?
If you want to have a chance to get there, you better have one. Nobody else is getting there. You can run the ball as better than anybody in the league and have a great defense. If your quarterback can't score points, you're not going to beat one of those elite quarterbacks that can score points. And I've not seen too many teams, if any, win that Super Bowl or those championship games without an elite quarterback.
Coach, how much fun do you have coaching? I see on the sidelines, I told you I've watched The Football Life, you just look like you're having a good time doing what you're doing. You're laughing now because I know you have a good time out there, I could tell. But how much fun are you having in your life right now being a head football coach?
It's a dream come true. It really is. I never thought it was going to happen. But I was enjoying what I was doing anyway. I just get to holler at the refs more now. That's even more fun. You know, as an assistant coach, they wouldn't take it from you, but as a head coach, they got to take it a little bit.
Yeah, of course. No, Coach, it's unbelievable. It's fun watching you, Coach, and thanks for your time today. We really appreciate it. The Quarterback Whisperer, How to Build an Elite NFL Quarterback, co-authored with Lars Anderson, comes out July 11th. Coach Arians, Bruce Arians from the Arizona Cardinals, thanks so much for your time today. We'll talk to you again down the road.
You got it. Thank you, guys.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.